wiped out. What's the idea behind all of this? What is the kavana behind this? That the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants to have a Klal Yisrael all together. He gave the same Torah to everybody, but he wants to have 12 Shvatim within the Klal Yisrael. So the Magen Avraham quotes in the name of the Arizal, as far as Nusach HaTfilah. A little bit he quotes Bikitza, but the Arizal has the Magen Avraham always quotes everything Bikitza. Never makes a full quotation. Magen Avraham was never intended to be a safer that he's supposed to learn from. Magen Avraham used to give shiur every day on Shulchan Aruch, so he jotted down, notes, that he should remember what he had said. It doesn't seem to have been written the shame that other people should really understand. That's why there's so many svarim, like Shekel and Tumidam, they all come to explain what he's talking about. He writes everything Bikitza, but the Arizal has, Magen Avraham always quotes everything Bikitza, never makes a full quotation. Magen Avraham was never intended to be a safer that he's supposed to learn from. Magen Avraham used to give shiur every day on Shulchan Aruch, so he jotted down, notes, that he should remember what he had said. It doesn't seem to have been written the shame that other people should really understand. That's why there's so many svarim, like Shekel and Tumidam, they all come to explain what he's talking about. He writes everything Bikitzer Nimetz and Beremizim. So he quotes Bikitzer, the Arizal, regarding Nusach HaTfilah. So what the Arizal says is, part of what the Arizal says is the following, that there are 12 different nuschos there are 13 different nuschos atfilah, he says. 12 different nuschos atfilah are each nuschos atfilah for each and every shevet. Every shevet has a different approach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Baruch Hu wanted every shevet to have a different derech and avodas Hashem. And then there's a 13th nusach, which he quotes, claims is the nusach hamid. Elilah says that's his nusach hamid, which is the nusach achid. That's the nusach that's good for anybody. That's the miscellaneous nusach. And he bases this theme on the pasuk in Yecheskel that says that Lo Silava Yerushalayim is going to have walls around it. It's going to have 13 psachim, 13 shorim, 12 shorim for each and every shevet. So each, what do the shorim to Yerushalayim indicate? A way to approach entering the Beis Hamikdash, which means an approach towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So every shevet is supposed to have a different angle. You have Siddim, you have Snagdim, you have Tayura Mado, you have whatever, different ways. Not reform and conservative, not talking about that. It's in orthodoxy. 12 different approaches, all valid, equally valid approaches towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If they're all valid, And then there's a Shar HaKoylo. It says in the Pasuk, in Yechezkel, that there are going to be 12 shorim, one for every shevet. Then it's going to be a Shara Kol, but if a guy doesn't know what shevet he belongs to, or what if a person doesn't feel any special attachment to any specific, he just floats around.
Shevet Levi will get the Shara Kol also.
I guess so. Then there was a Shara Kol, a 13th Shar, that's the miscellaneous Shar that everybody can enter. So the Arizal said, the same was always true regarding Nusach HaTfilah. Each one of the 12 Shvatim, how come there's someone in the Schos HaTfilah that we have now? So the answer is, each one had a Shorosh. Originally there used to be, he claims, like a 12 different basic, different Schos HaTfilah. And each Shevet had a different Derech and Avodah Hashem, had a different Nusach HaTfilah. And now that nobody knows exactly which Shevet, perhaps they don't know exactly which Shevet they're from, so the best thing is to daven Nusach Ari, that's what he says, which is the Shar HaKol, which is the Nusach, that's the Kol Bo Nusach, that's good for anybody and everything. It's like the aspirin, that's good for whatever ails you, or makes you pain. And that's the nusach that everybody's doing. Yeah. So apparently this is what the Rebbeinu Shlomo had in mind. The Arizal understand. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind with the Chaluk and the Shvatim. He said, Goy, Ukahal Goy Mimimeka, Goy, it's going to be one nation together, all Orthodox. No conservative, no reform, no Yishumodim. Intermarriage, not with the Goy, intermarriage with the Jews. It's going to be all Goy, one nation. But it's going to be Kahal Goy, it's going to be one nation divisible into different groups. There's going to be different Shvatim. And each Shevet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, each Shevet should have a different approach in Avodas Hashem. So that special bracha, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered this a bracha, to have different approaches in Avodas Hashem. That special bracha Yaakov gave to Yosef. He made Yosef divided into the two.
Is it going to be by Shvatim, or is it going to be by the way people want to practice?
I don't know. The Pesukim sound, the way the Arizal develops the Pesukim sounds, it's going to be by Shvatim. It have to be Misnagid, Chosid, whether you like it or not. I don't know. Unless you want to join the Shadow Co. Good question. Seems to be Chazal have a big thing about the Shvatim. We don't even understand what this is all about, because we don't even know which Shvatim there are. And we don't have a Chaluk and Eretz Yisrael, the Shvatim now, so the whole thing is that it was forgotten. But apparently it's a big Inyan. Different drachim on Avodas Hashem.
Are you going to tell us what Shvatim are?
Yeah, you will. He will be Mevara Yuchsin. Be Mevara Yuchsin. Who belongs to what Shevet?
They had to feel it.
The Pasuk says in Yechezkel they're going to divide Eretz Yisrael to 13 Chalokim Lasi Lavan. The Shvatim are going to take, the government is going to take one Chalok. The government always takes one Chalok, the Melech, the Nasi. And then each Shevet is going to take another Chalok of Eretz Yisrael. It says it's going to be a Chalok of the Shvatim Lasi Lavan. Every Shevet is going to know who their members are. That's what it says. I don't know if those who are lost, if they're going to come back or not, but there are people from the Aseres HaShvatim now amongst us. The only question is, what about the bulk of the Aseres HaShvatim that were lost and intermarried? Will they come back? So that's a debate among the Tanoim, but there are still people amongst us locked in the Aseres HaShvatim. Yeah, that's all discussion in the Gemara. What's going to be with the lost 10 tribes? Are they going to come back? Did they come back? What's the day? Well, we know that part of the 10 tribes never got lost in the first place. So we say in Ezra, Bidiyuk, it says what population was from every Shevet, what the representation from every Shevet was when they came back in the beginning of Bai Shevet. There's still a family that was. There was a representation from every Shevet. Rabbeinu Tam says in Gittin, we learned last year, we didn't learn this, we didn't get that. Rabbeinu Tam says in Gittin, Perakash Aleah, that Yovel was observed as man by Yishevi min HaTayu. Ah, in order to have Yovel, you have to have Kol Yoshveho Oleho. It's like the man, yes, there, you have to have, the majority of the Jewish population has to live in it. So Rabbeinu Tam doesn't mean Kol Yoshveho Oleho. The majority of the Jewish population over the whole world should be living in Eretz Yisrael. It means you should have a representation of every one of the 12 Shvatim. And he says, you can say that every Shevet was represented?
Eretz Yisrael is supposed to be extended.
Got it.
To like
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So are we going to have the same, the way the map was? Is the Chalukim the same way the way it was before? The Yom
Kippur, whatever it was. That's another thing. Today's Sedrit says that the Beis Hamikdash has to be B'Yomin. It doesn't have to be. The half Yehuda doesn't have to be, but the half B'Yomin has to be. That's Savos Yaakov Avinu. That's a din. That the Mizbeach has to be B'Chalko Shel B'Yomin. That's a din. That Yaakov Avinu was damaged.
I don't even know what Shevet is.
Stam Eliyahu HaNavi will be Mevarim.
You can go over to 12 million and be
like, I think
that's what I'm telling
you. The government itself sends in your income tax form, they send everybody in, they know who you are and where you live and so on.
So I want to go through.
This idea of 13 valid drums to the
they didn't like because they thought they were going Latar Busro. That's a different thing. The fight against the Hasidim and against different sects throughout all the generations, because they felt that the others were going Latar Busro. They felt it was Apikursis. But if there's no Apikursis, everything is Api Amun and everything is Api Shmiris HaMitzvus, and there's no Chashash of Amay Dezor or anything, there's no Novi HaSheker. So then you're entitled to observe mitzvahs in your way. The Gemara says Vakerta, in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says in Shabbos. I think we discussed it, no? That in the city of Rabbi Yosef Lili, they ate Pesarot B'cholo. For years and years after Rabbi Yosef Lili died, nobody bothered them. They lived to a ripe old age. In the city of Rabbi Lezer Agoro, we used to do a bris milah on Shabbos, but chil Shabbos for the machshire milah. They used to chop down trees on Shabbos. When there was a bris on Shabbos, they would chop down trees on Shabbos. In order to burn wood, in order to make metal, in order to make a knife, in order to do the bris milah. They did so many machshire milah. Chop down a tree, to go begin from scratch. And the Gemara says they lived to a ripe old age, and the other Tanaim didn't get excited. And the Gemara says in Yevamos, the Beisham and Beisil lived in peace with each other. They followed their shittas and they followed their shittas. Hemes v'ashalom ehobel, you want to close the pasuk. Hemes v'ashalom ehobel, everybody lived in peace with chiluk ideas. The only time you have machlokes is, he said, people believe in Zionism. Mamish fear or something is mamish. When the Hasidim started, so they thought they were going to be a sect like the Christians. They thought it was going to be like Shabbos Tzvi. They thought it was going to lead to Shmad. So then they felt they had to make a machod. They had to make a machlekes. Crazy. If you move Wurzweiler up, so you have to make a machlekes because you feel it's going to destroy the yeshiva. It's not that it's a different shita. They have a different shita, and if it were a valid shita, so we wouldn't argue. We argue because we feel it's not a valid shita. You put others in the chem and you fight because you hold that it's treif, that it's asa. But if there's nothing else al-pidin, if they can show that it's a mutter al-pidin, and there's no apikursis, no chashash avadizor or anything, so mechateisa. Not everyone has to follow the same shita, same derech and avadiz Hashem. That wasn't what the fight was about. fight throughout all the generations, but because, maybe right or wrong, because they felt that the other drachim were going to lead to Chilul Hashem, were going to lead to Apikursus, or Toshnad, or whatever. Many of them did lead.
Because
they knew that it was Yisodasa Bahari Kodesh, they knew that it was a Blazar Gottel held that sheet, they knew that Hele Gatana. They knew that that was a sheet then, they knew that he was a big man. You have Minhagim, but you have Machlokes and Dinim and so on. All the Minhagim or Shitas are based on Minig Vasikin, based on Shitas of Goinim and Sadikim and so on. So then you don't attack it and say that it's wrong. They have a valid point, they have their Shitas, but you have a different Shitas. We follow a different approach.
When did that have to stop?
When
did it have to stop?
Or
you
can
do
whatever you want?
You may do whatever you want. I feel like a Razor Gaon.
No, then you have to follow everything Reb Lezer Gadol does. See, in the city of Reb Lezer Gadol, they considered Reb Lezer the Maradas even years after he had died. So they followed all the shitas of Reb Lezer Gadol. If you want to decide now, you want to be a Talmud of Reb Lezer Gadol, you have to follow everything Reb Lezer Gadol said. He had a lot of shitas.
Like personally?
Yeah, you can follow a Rebbe who's not alive. That's what do people do today? The thing is that when you have a shot, you have to follow your Rebbe. So who are the Rebbeim that we follow today? We follow the living people, but then you follow also the Mishnah Berurah, and you follow the Chayyadah, and you face the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and the Nevi Yehuda, and the Sam Sefer, and all this the Poskim we follow. And then whenever there's a conflict, say, well, that's the road. You follow the road. Why? Because we relate to these people. We feel that all these Goyim, the Taisus, and the Rashi, and the Rambam, and the Rabbah, we feel that all these people are our Rabbeim. So whenever there's any Machloikis, and there often is, then you follow the road days. Some Acharim have no, some Rishonim Acharim have no attachment to it. Raise the Viri.
Wow.
So others, I don't know. You have no attachment to them and follow
it.
Okay? We have no attachment to them, so we don't have to consider them when we count them at home. Well put. Okay. We don't have to consider them when we count them. Let's say the Hasidim don't have any shaykhs with the Misnagdim. The Hasidim don't have any shaykhs with the Hasidim. So when you count the robe of your Rabbein, you don't have to count them. That's not from your Rabbein. They did a Torah once, and every person should follow his Rabbein. It seems evident, yeah? That's not Machlokes, that's not Machlokes, that's a different thing. Rasa Rabbeinu is a different thing.
Yeah, some people sort of
use
too much
into
politics.
Not too much into politics. Mara says that Pirshim and Mena, they weren't friendly with him anymore. Not that they were unfriendly. They didn't spend time with him because he wasn't a Sikh and learning all the time.
You
can win, the Rambam won. Rashi won, Taisus won, the Rider won, they all won. Okay, everybody won. Why do they all lose? They all won. Everybody came out with Shabtai Zvivo. Everybody else won. Everything you do, if you do the Shem Shem, you do it right. The Ramban has a famous comment on Yaakov Avinu. The Torah has a din later on. You're not allowed to take away the b'chor from the b'chor and give it away to a different son. So how could Yaakov Avinu violate? Let's say he was in Chutzlars. The Ramban standing in. So he was in Mitzrayim then. Ramban asked this question: how could Yaakov violate the din of Yuchalavakir? He takes away the b'chor from Reuven. Says yes, it says yes, or you should have gotten the pishlam. You should have been the b'chor. However, Pachas Kamay Maltosar, Chilalta Yitzuyola, you lost the Bchor, and I'm giving over the Bchor to Yosef.
Well, that explains it.
But the thing is, even if the Bchor is not such a tzaddik, even if he does have errors, he's also not allowed to take away the Bchor from him.
Yaakov did himself?
Yes.
Give me Yaakov. Kash and Yaakov also, how did he do that? Maybe it'll be the same answer. So the Ramban answer is over here. Ramban answer is over here, that perhaps the din only is Ramban HaChumash has a kiddush. So Yuchel HaBakir. I think the Ramban is in Dvarim. It's not over here. So he comments on the pasuk. Lo yichal avak es ben ha'ahuva al pnei. Why does it say al pnei? Al pnei means while the other person is alive. Like it says vayomas horam. I said vayomas horam al pnei terachavim. The other mean al pnei means while the father was still alive. So here it says, if the Bchor is still alive, and the Bchor is supposed to get Pishnayim, when I die, my Bchor is supposed to get Pishnayim. And I make a Tzavot before I die, or I arrange it in such a way that the Bchor should not get Pishnayim, if the Bchor is going to be still alive, then I violate the Din. But if I know let's say my firstborn son is the Kohar, is not alive anyway. So the other one is going to get the Pishnah, it's going to be his children, the Yerusha. The din is that they still get the Pishnah. Let's say the grandfather dies, and before the grandfather is a millionaire, before the grandfather dies, his Kohar has already passed away. But he left children. So the din is when the grandfather dies, the Pishnah goes to the children of the Kohar. There's no problem of Roy Mukhs, absolutely no problem whatsoever. The children get the Pishnah, it's the famous Shadin, Baba Basra. So the Ramban says, although the Kohra, there is an institution of Kohra to get Pishnaim in both cases, but the Lav, Layucha, Lavakar only applies al Pnei Ben Asnua HaBchor. Only if you know that the Bechor will be alive at the time that the father dies. So then there's an Iser to remove the Pishnaim. But if you know the Kohra is not going to be alive, then that's here also. Chalukas Eretz. No, let's say over here. No, if you think he's going to be alive. So let's say over here, Yaakov knew that the Chalukas Eretz is going to be way, way later. Not going to be at all. It's going to be by their great-grandchildren. They're going to start a long golden Mitzrayim now. For Redu Shom for 210 years, they knew that it's not going to be now. When they come to Eretz Yisrael, it's not Yeshua Benun, then the Bechor is going to get Pishnaim. So since it wasn't immediate, it wasn't Negeah to Reuven, it's Negeah to Reuven's children and grandchildren, so there's no violation. And some taina that that's exactly the pshat by Yaakov and Esav as well. Because Esav says, Hinei Nechi Hoylech Lamus, I'm going to die anyway. What do I need the Bechor? I'm not going to be alive. For my children? Yeah, my children don't need the Pishnaim. The father is not switching. Yeah, there is difficult. The father is not switching. No, but the law still applies. The Yichud Avaka doesn't only apply to two mothers. Even if it's the same mother with twins. It's still a law. The law is, the mice of the law is only on the father. But the father is Mevatel Pishnaim.
So,
that's no time. Medrash has like that. Al Pidin, that's not a valid time.
Yeah, but doesn't the Gemara
Din is whoever is born first. That's
no, but doesn't the Gemara learn that the Pshat and the Pasek is Dafka by Ahuva Ben Yisuea, Sinu Ben Yisuea?
Not Dafka, no. More comments that there's such a thing as Ahuva Ben Yisuea, Sinu Ben Yisuea. But the Dinim of Pishnayim and Vayuch Olavak apply in all cases. Even with one month.
What is
the Levak here? Like a Bchor. To choose him and to give him the
yeah,
Torah.
So it seems from the word that the Isser is that you now are choosing over the younger over the older, which Yaakov did even in the lifetime. It didn't come out.
So the Ramban answer is over there. Not possible that the law only applies when it's al Pnei. When the Bchor is supposed to get the Yerusha in person. But the Bchor is not going to get it anyway in person, just that his Yerushim are going to get it in Pomo, so then the law doesn't apply.
Which the
Yerusha
that Yaakov has,
like
whatever Yaakov had now,
that Yerusha
went
through. Stam. Stam the only thing that he gave the Pishnaim to Yosef was about the Dgolim, that was later, and the Chalukas Ha'aretz, that was later, and the Pahal and Shel Tzibur, got intermarrying, the Shvatim, was all later. There was nothing of Shait. The Shait attack on the Stam Arusha did get Pishnaim.
It's more like
Shvatim. The Shvatim. Nothing immediate. No dollars and cents immediate. Right. So the Ramban says that's why there is no Issa. And he says the Chiddush Ladina, whenever it's not going to be immediate by the Bechor. Let's say the Bechor died already before the father died, then the father can make a Tzavor and rearrange the Pishnah.
But
if
it's not so terrible with Pnei, but if we're still alive, what? I would think that the father wouldn't change the Chir while the son is still alive. In other words, whether the son gets it or not during his lifetime. But it's a bush to the son.
So tain against the Ramban. The Ramban says it.
What happens if people make out wills, legal arguments in America, and they leave, I don't know, they don't leave Pishnaim to the Bechor, or they leave to like the good daughters. Mm-hmm. Is that okay?
It's a very major problem. You have to do it al pi halacha. The Shulchan Aruch has a lot of dealing about that. I published a whole essay about that. The UIJ General, Phil Gallup, did he get it? Ramban comments, yeah, the end of that. Yeah. Ramban comments on the pasuk here, the Birchas Yaakov, that some of the things that Yaakov said are not stam brachas, they really convey a dinim, like Moyasa Shevet Mi Yehuda. Ramban says it was a real din, that the Malchus must remain in Shevet Yehuda, and that it's an Easter for any other Shevet to grab hold of the Malchus permanently, temporarily when it's necessary, so Otnish can bear it. Let's say sometimes you have to make a revolution or something and take over the government from the Goyim or from the Jews or whatever, then you can take it away from Shevet Yehuda. But there's an Easter to take away the Malchus permanently from Shevet Yehuda, and the Ramban says The famous comment of the Ramban on this pasuk that the Hashmonai were Hasidei Elyon and they were punished and they lost the whole Meluche because they were from Shevet Levi. The Hashmonai were Kohanim.
They were planning a permanent...
And they kept on carrying over the Malchus from generation to generation for quite a long time. And they never planned to give it back to Shevet Yehuda. So the Ramban says they were punished because they violated the Tzavuah Sazak and they violated the Tzivui of Yaakov Aviv. I don't think so. But somebody had to do it. So they volunteered to make the revolution. But the fact that they kept on keeping it, they kept it later for generations and generations, they never planned to return it to Shevet Yehuda, that was the reason.
What about Shaul?
Don't know.
No, there's something that special
about that.
The special person is supposed to be from Shaul. I'll tell you who had a king.
Once they get it, you can. Then the pasuk continues, Ad ki avo shilo v'lo yikah samim. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash that shilo refers to the Melech HaMashiach. How do we believe? One of the 13 Ikori HaMuna is that we believe on Imam and Muna Shleimer that the Bias HaMashiach is going to be. Who says Bias HaMashiach? What does it say? It's in the Chumash. Ad ki avo shilo. Shilo refers to the Melech HaMashiach. That's how the Medrash says. Rashi quotes. And we have other psukim, Parshas Balak, we have psukim throughout the Nevi'im. Ramban says, whoever doesn't believe in Bias HaMashiach, it's Kaifer and Teres Moshin called Divri HaNevi'im. Various Nevi'im speak about Bias HaMashiach. Could be Mashiach came already, that's a different thing. We don't know. Could be Shabbat Tzvi was Mashiach, could be Yoshka was Mashiach, it's a different thing. But we believe that it's going to be a Mashiach. Then we happen to believe that these guys were not Mashiach. Not Yoshka, not him, and not Bar Kaifer, not the other people, and so on and so forth. But that there is an idea that the Mashiach will pop up again, the Malchus Beis David will be dormant for a while, and then it's going to pop up again. That's what it says, Ad ki yavo shilo, until Mashiach will come.
It says he too will be from Yehuda.
Ad bichlal, right. He too will be from Shevet Yehuda.
What about the even two
The Gemara in Sukkah has a whole discussion of that. That's based on Sukkah and Novi, that there will first be a Mashiach and Yosef who will be killed, and then Mohammed will be killed, and then Mashiach and David will become
the Novi. The Rambam, when he makes Mashiach, he doesn't mention Mashiach and Yosef,
and
he says
that
he'll die. Right?
Yeah.
So he just holds
the
one Mashiach, right?
No, why? He doesn't feel like that's his Yisrael and Amunah. A lot of things that are going to happen. They're not Yesedis Emunah. Yesedis Emunah means that whoever doesn't believe in this is not a maimi. Not a full maimi. Mashiach ben Yosef is not so crucial, so he leaves it out. The Gemara talks about it. The Gemara talks about it. Psukim and Novi about
it. Even when he mentions all the miracles of Mashiach, he doesn't
mention it either. So he just leaves it out, style? Yeah. Doesn't have to quote everything. Ramam left out a lot of things. It's not a din. It's a haftacha. No, doesn't have to quote every haftacha that the Nevi'im speak of. The Gemara has another din that's based on, this is the Ramban's din. Says Leyasa Shevet Yehuda is a real Isur. Tzavuas Hazaken that the Chashmonaim Chasidei Elyon violated that din. We mentioned before the Gemara has another din based on the pasuk Binyamin Zev Yitrov Baboyke Yochal Ad Vela Erev Yichalek Sholom. That Baboyke Vela Erev refers to the Talmud Shal Shach and the Talmud Shal Ben Harabayim. That's how the Targum Unkelus says. We want enough Pshut Lashon Mikra. You have to look in Targum Unkelus. Rashi quotes Drashas Chazal, but Ein Amikra Yotzei Min Pshuto. Every pasuk has Pshuto. And then in addition to Pshuto, every Pasuk has Pshuto except for one, the Gemara says, in Shabbos, the Gemara. The Kol HaTav HaKulah, every Pasuk has Pshuto except for the Pasuk, V'hayah, Pshuto, Tehla, Yachom HaShemachah, V'ameis. Pasuk by Yibum. The Gemara says, there's no Pshuto Shal Bikadeh. It has nothing to do with the baby that's born, you name it after the dead husband, it has nothing to do with that. V'hayah, Pshuto, Tehla, doesn't mean at all to Pshuto. But the rest of the Chumash is the Pshuto is certainly Amis, and in addition to the Pshuto, the Drashas Chazal is also Amis. So how do you know what is the Pshuta Shal Mikra? You look in the Targum Unkelus, that's Pshuta Shal Mikra. And a Malamed teaches children, he's not mechuyav to teach all the Rashi. So my kid is in the third grade. The Rebbe doesn't teach him all the Rashi. Once in a while he teaches him a Rashi. Most of the time he just gives it simple translations. And it's simple translations. He's not supposed to use Kasuto. He's not supposed to use whatever they use, Yalag and Shalag and all that, because he's not supposed to use the Biur. He's supposed to use the Targum Unkelus. Targum Unkelus gives Pshuta Shal Mikra. No fancy Midrash. The Targum Yerushalmi, the Yenis of Menazir, they give already Midrashim. The Targum Unkelus always gives Pshuto. The Gemara says, who was Unkelus? Unkelus was a Ger. They went to Cheder. Everybody else went to Cheder and they were in third grade. Unkelus was a Ger. He was a big man. So he went to Cheder and he was 35 years old. And he heard the same thing that the third graders were taught, the Pirush Amidus. The Rebbe was teaching the Pirush Amidus in the Chumash. And he wrote down, Targum Unkelus, the Gemara says, Lamosha Messina. He wrote down exactly the oral tradition the Reishis and Omfang, Bara Elokim, the Eidus, the Gishaf, and the Yotam, exactly what the Ramah told, the same way they taught it in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, except that he translated it into Aramaic. It was really given in Yiddish. But basically, he wrote down, the Ramah says that wrote down exactly the Taichvata on the Chumash. And when you want to know Pshutish on Nikki, you have to know what it says in Unkelis. So Unkelis says here, Rashi says, look in the Unkelis. Rashi says over here, B'Yomid Zeid Yitzchav, it refers to the Tomit Shal Shachar, the Tomit Shal Ben Arbaim, and B'Yomid Zeid Yitzchav refers to the Mizbeah. But the last Mishnah, the last Gemara in Sukkot, says that they were complaining about the Beis HaMikdash, and they called the Mizbeah Lukas Lukas, Ad Mosa Atem Achalam Amonim Shal Yisrael. They refer to the Mizbeah as the Zeid, as the wolf. It's eating up all of the sheep. The wolf comes and attacks the sheep and devours them. Bilgo, the Gemara says there was one Jewish woman who became a Mishumeres, a Kohenes. She was from Mishpachas Kohanim and she married a Roman. And then she was making fun of the whole Jewish religion with the whole Avodas HaKarbonis, with all the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash. She said, Lucas, Lucas. She was referring to the Mizbeach as a wolf that eats up all the lambs. You keep on bringing carbonus on the Mizbeach. What do you need it for? That people need flesh. That the people eat the animals. What do you bring on the Mizbeach like a...
I'm the wrong side of that.
But not the Jewish, not the Beis HaMikdash. By the Avodah Zarah, they help from it. But not the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is like a wolf that's devouring the lambs unnecessarily for no good purpose. Why does she call the Mizbeach a Zeid? Because that's what it says here. The Yamin Zeid Yitrap, the Mizbeach is like a lichen. The Mizbeach has to be built b'chalka shel binyamin. And it's likened to a wolf that devours sheep. Ba'boyke yechalad, yeet the Tomit shel Shachar in the morning, v'le'er b'chalak shalom, and you bring the Tomit shel Ben Abayim in the afternoon. And the Gemara has that Yerushalayim was divided amongst two Shvatim. Part of Yerushalayim was Shevet Yehuda, the other part was Shevet Binyamin. And the division of Yerushalayim cut the border between the two Shvatim, cut right in the middle of the Azor, right in the middle of the Mizbeach. And the Gemara says no inch of the Mizbeach was allowed to be outside of Chalka Shel Binyamin. So that part of the Mizbeach that was the Chalka Shel Binyamin, they chopped off. So the Gemara says the Mizbeach was not symmetrical, that it didn't have a Yisod on two parts. So the top of the Mizbeach was like this, and then there was, this is looking from the top, and then there was an Amo wider over here, and then there was another Amo over here. This is called the Yisod. This is called the sofa. The first and the second, same. First and the second.
When did they size
the Mizbeach? Mizbeach in the Midbar was a different size.
Yeah.
I don't remember. So the Gemara says that the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash only had an Amma here, had an Amma over here, and all of this was missing. So it wasn't a perfect square. The Mizbeach looked like this.
Was there a
misplanning
when they
built? No. Why did they? The Mizbeach had to be at the exact spot where the Akedah took place, and the spot where Avraham Avinu brought a carbon, where Adam Marisha brought a carbon, and where Noach brought the carbonus, and where the Akedah took place, and all the famous people. Where Yaakov Avinu slept, that's how the Rambam begins in Hilchos Beis Hakhtira. Makam Mizbeach Uchuvim the Yosef. It's the very exact spot where the Mizbeach had to be, exact same spot. Historically, according to the tradition, where all these great people brought Karbonis in the past. How did Yudavka over there? And it happened when they divided Yerushalayim, that this part, where the Mizbeach was supposed to be, belonged to Shevet Yehuda. You don't have the Mizbeach on any part of Shevet, on any Shevet outside of Shevet Yom. So that's why the Gemara says there was no Yisod on these two parts. That's why the Gemara says when you bring a Karbon Chatos, you have to reserve the Dam al Dalat Karnas on the Mizbeach. You have the prayer, you have to reserve 1, 2, 3, 4.
Isn't that the Malam Echad HaSikra anyway?
Pardon me?
Isn't the Chatos the Malam Echad HaSikra anyway? So it wouldn't make a difference as far as you said.
No, it doesn't matter. The Gemara says you have to be Zorik on a Keren. You're supposed to be Zorik on a Keren. It should drip down to the Yisod.
Even the Malam Echad HaSikra?
You should, yeah. You're supposed to. So on a Chatos, you have no Brer, you Zorik on all four. So you Zorik even on this corner, you don't have no Yisod at all on the bottom. But let's say you have another carbon, which you don't have to be Zarek on all four corners, you're only Zarek on two or on one, so then you have to pick these two. But these two, if you Zarek on the Mizbeach, it will roll down to the Yisod on the bottom. But if you Zarek on this, it's one of the two, or the one corner, there's no Yisod on the bottom here. The Yisod is missing here. Let's say Chatas Zashal B'Yevet. The Mishnah has a Machlekes B'Shama B'Yisil, Perik B'Shama. There's Machlekes B'Shama B'Yisil. What about a Chatas if you only did one Zrika? Is it kosher b'diyevet? So we pass like this, that an achatas, even though l'chatchil you need four, b'diyevet one is good. But if you only do one on that corner, bad corner that has no yisoid. The whole tilpul and the svasemis and the brisker rav, what the din is, whether it would be kosher. It could be it's no good. Ran in the Sanhedrin talks about. Could be that it's no good to the Eved. Could be that the only time you zerek on all four by the chatz is when you do all four, then you do even the one that doesn't have a yisoid. But if you're relying on a din for the Eved, that one matana is sufficient for the Eved, so that one matana has to be on a keren that has a yisoid on the bottom. So the rad dinim that are derived from the brachas of Yaakov, the brachas of Yaakov is not brachas, it's not stam brachas, it's halachas also. The one halachas is derived from the pasuk where Yosef shaved the Yehuda, that said the Ramban points out it's a Gemara, that no one is allowed to be established a malchus permanently if they're not from shaved Yehuda. And the Gemara has all dinim based on this pasuk, Binyamin Zev Yitrov, that the Mizbech must be built, the Chalkos Shal Binyamin. Yeah.
Why didn't they just make
a smaller Mizbech? It had to be exactly that size.
They're not
the Mizbech, right? They had to have a Navi, right. They had to have a Navi to tell them exactly the Machman is there. The Gemara says, the Gimel Nevi'im Olam Imahim Yibol can tell them where to build the Mizbech. One of them wants to tell them where to build the Mizbech, and the other two are for other purposes. The had has to be Alpi Navi. The end of today's Sedril, there's a famous pasuk that says, "Gamrei Mocha Ben Menashe, you'll do al birke Yosef." What do you mean, you'll do al birke Yosef? He was a doctor and he delivered the babies on his lap. You'll do al birke Yosef. So the Ibn Ezra says, Pshat, we once discussed, you'll do means that he raised them, he was Mechanachem. Ibn Ezra says in the beginning of Toldos, I think. Eilat told us Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham Hoylida Yitzchak. He says, Avraham Hoylid means Gidel. He raised him, he educated him, and he quotes this passage that Yuldu Abigdias means that he educated his grandchildren. He gave him a Jewish kid. So there's a Targum Rishalmi, a Targum Yonison, on this passage that has another Pshat. The passage is referring to Sandikots. And Yeriday, they talk about Birkayim. Yeriday, they quote that Medrash and Kilot that says that every limb of the human body. There's another mitzvah. The finger is when you learn Torah. The finger is to point to the place. So on the eyes are to look to the side, and the feet are to run to the base of Medrash, Bizman, to wake up Bizman. And so on, every limb of the body is supposed to serve in another mitzvah. You're supposed to get all of your limbs to serve in a capacity of mitzvah. That's what the Chassidish is Svarim, they call a chalukah the Rabbanon, a malvush that the Neshama has. That if you do a mitzvah with every finger, with every limb of your body, so then that limb of your body in a ruchni is the gesens, will have a malbush, and then when you come to the Olam Elyon, you'll have malbushim for your whole body. Because all the mitzvahs you do are like malbushim. But the Medrash Antilim says, and what mitzvah, pray tell, do you do with your lap? Do a mitzvah with this, a mitzvah with that. So the Medrash says, sandik. The guy's a sandik. He holds the baby on his lap, and that's the mitzvah that you do with the lap. So that's what the Targum Yonis and the Targum Yerushalmi says on this pasuk. That is referring to when they were born and they had their bris. So he was a sandik by both of their bris. So the Mepharshim points out a taina that the Ramor writes in Yeridei.
Yaakov was there when
Yaakov was there? I don't know. It says that Yosef. Yuldu al birke Yosef, yeah. But Yosef was a sandik for his grandchildren. His great-grandchildren. B'nei Mocha Ben Menashe, the children of Mocha Ben Menashe. Yosef was the sonnik for his great-grandchildren. So the Mepharshim point out that the Ramor and Yerideya quotes in the name of the Maharil, who quotes in the name of the Rabbeinu Peretz, who says that it's not proper to be mechabed your friend twice to be a sonnik. Let's say I have five sons. But I had my first son, I was mechabed one person to be the son. I had my second son, I should be mechabed somebody else. Shouldn't be mechabed the same person twice. Not even twice in a row. Even not in a row. Shouldn't give son to the same person more than once. Why? Because the Ramu quotes the name of the Maril, who quotes the name of Rabbeinu Peretz. The Ramu, Yeridea. Isolis. Ramosh Isolis. Yeridea, the Ramu. Ramu and Hilchas Mila. Quotes in the name of the Maril, quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Peretz, the Baal Peretz, who says that you shouldn't be mechabit the same chavero, you shouldn't be mechabit twice for Sandikos, because Sandikos is a zgula for Ashiris. And the Gemara says that being makhtir cleris in the Beis HaMikdosh is a zgula for Ashiris, because the Pasuk says, Yesim ektara bi'atecha v'chol al mizbechecha, and then the next Pasuk says, Baruch Hashem chelo, that they should strike it rich, the Kohen should strike it rich, when they makhtir cleris in the Beis HaMikdosh. And the Mishnah says in Yumil, that when they had the pious, when they would draw lots and determine who's going to have the mitzvah of being makta the Torah every day, the Beis HaMikdash, so they said, Chadashim laktores bov v'harpisim. We need new people now. Whoever once had a chance to bring Torah is not allowed to be in this pious, in this goro, to get a second chance to bring Torah. You have to have Chadashim laktores bov v'harpisim, because you want to spread the wealth out. It's not fair, because whoever brings the Torah, it says in the Torah, it says, Gula for Hashir, it says Haftacha. So we want to give more people a chance to get rich. So the Rabbeinu Peretz is quoted here, but then he's saying that the same applies to a sadnik, because to be a sadnik at a bris is a school of rashiras, and just like by k'taris, you shouldn't be mechabe twice the same coin to bring k'taris, you should try to give as many people as possible a chance to get rich. So the same applies to sadnik. So the poskim ask a kasha that here it says the fairish and the tagnionis and the zeal. That it says, Gavnei Bacha Ben Menashe, you do al Birke Yosef, that he was the sandik by all of his great-grandchildren. Sounds like they had a lot of great-grandchildren, and he was the sandik by all of them. Grandchildren, great-grandchildren. He was a millionaire, okay? So they shouldn't have given sandik clause for any of them. He was a millionaire.
So the conversation, since sandik is against
Yerushalayim,
sandik
is
okay.
Okay.
So
he
won't have lost.
He was the only
Yerushalayim
around.
He won't have lost.
Could be. So there's a teretz that they say, based on Rabbi Kivegan's tshuva, b'shem the oilless Ephraim. Believe it or not, Rabbi Kivegan and tshuva quotes the oilless Ephraim. Oilless Ephraim is a chassidus of Sefer. So Rabbi Kivegan and tshuva has a shaila about a sandik. Once upon a time, the couple had a baby. They had a fight. Who's going to be the sandik? The maternal grandfather or the paternal grandfather? Which one has the supposed to be the sandik? So it came to Rabbi Kivegan to pass him a shaila. Well, about, you know, come to the rabbi with these big shaylos. Who should be the sandik? The paternal, so he had it. If that's the shayla, then you can't find it in the morning. You got to look at the chassidish. So he looked to Oilus Ephraim, and he came up with a psak. What the paternal grandfather, the father's father, has more of a sluice than the mother's father. Favos, because, as he started to say, that what? There's a medrash tanchume that says, famous medrash tanchume, the beginning of Parshas Tazria, Ishikis Hazir, Yolda Zohar. So it says, the bris is on the 8th day. So Medrash Tanchuma tells a whole story about Achilles Hager, not Unkus, but Achilles Hager, another Ger, who converted. No, a different guy. Not Unkus, huh? It's the same one. Yeah, I don't know. Okay.
Professor
Olin. Okay. And then when I line up, there was some fellow who was this guy. I said, it's different. Okay. So there was somebody by the name Achilles Hager, whoever he was, and he converted. So he was a nephew of, says in the Medrash, he was a nephew of one of the Roman emperors, Hadrian. So his uncle asked him, Shaita, what do you become Jewish for? So he said he wanted to study Talmud, Jewish philosophy. Why? What's that? This? He says it's great stuff. He says there's Jews. They know what God created on the first day, what God created on the second day, what Hashem created on the third day. He says they don't know that. The Jews have all these secrets in philosophy, Kabbalah, and how the world runs and everything. He wants to be a Jew. So he says, so you had to convert for that. You don't think you can remain a Goy and you can go study Torah by the Jews. Pay a little money. Take you into the yeshiva. It's officially, it's non-sectarian. Take money, go into the yeshiva, and you can study all. You can go into Rav Hashem to yeshiva. You can learn whatever you want. So he said no. He said that everybody knows that if you're not gemalt, if you're not Jewish, if you don't, even if you are Jewish, you don't have a bris milah, you're not mesugel to learn Torah. So the Mefarshim point out that this Achilles Hager was saying a new yisoy, that somehow the fact that a baby has a bris milah, not only a goy can't understand Torah. A Jew who is not Gemal somehow can't understand Torah as well as a Jew who is Gemal. Very strange, but that's what it seems from the Medrash. Unless he was pulling his leg. Unless Achilles Hager was just kidding with his uncle. Unless he didn't know what he was bluffing, he didn't know what he was talking about. But if the Medrash is, if what he said is right, that's what he sounds like he said. That somehow Bris Milah is in school for Hatzlochan learning. That's why you give a bracha that Yishem Shnifas Bris can you promise Latoya. But somehow the being the kind of mitzvah bris milah will help the baby be matzliach more and more. That's what it says in the Medrash. But based on that Medrash, Rabbi Kivega passed based on the other Sephraim has wrong. Rabbi Kivega says, well, who had the chiyuv to be malamed the children first? The father has the chiyuv to be malamed. What about the grandfather? So Rabbi Kivega quotes the Rambam based on the Gemara Kedushin that the paternal grandfather has a greater chiyuv than the maternal grandfather. If it's my son's son, I have a greater chiv to teach him Torah than if it's my daughter's son. My daughter's son, let the other grandfather teach him Torah. The father's father has a bigger chiv to teach the grandchild than the mother's father has. So since the whole union of Milo has to do with chinuch l'limud haTorah, and the paternal grandfather has a greater chiyuv to be melamed his grandchildren Torah than the maternal grandfather. So that's a Rabbi Kivega could pass him by the shadow of the Balabatim, that the father's father has the right to be his son. Apparently, that's what was going over here. Was going on over here by Yosef. Yosef, they were mezakeh Yosef that he should be the son, based on Rabbi Kivega's true. And often our elders said that he has the right to be the son. Aye, but they all gave him son because, and the same father gave him son because many times, and it says in Yerodei you shouldn't give. The Bem is, it only says in the Yerodei like this. You shouldn't be mechabit chaveiro. You have a good friend. You shouldn't be mechabit your friend who's an outsider. He's not a member of the family. You shouldn't be mechabit him with Santa Claus more than one. But here it's not a question of being mechabit. He's the grandfather. He's the great-grandfather. So he has a shaykhis with the chiv to teach Torah to the grandchild. And the chiv to see to it that what is the mitzvah of the son that he helps out in the milah? What's the mitzvah of the son? He holds the baby on his lap and he makes it easier for the moral. If nobody holds the baby down, you have to hold the hands down and the feet down. Nobody holds them down. The baby's going to be jumping all around. It's going to be very difficult to do an operation. Well, you can probably sit down, but it's all right. But if someone holds them down, so it helps out the moral. So the mitzvah of the son is to be misayeh, to help out the moral, to do the bris milah. And the idea of doing a bris, one of the several ideas, one of the kavanas in doing a bris milah is to initiate the baby in his chinuch and Talmud Torah. So that's a special lineage for the father, for the grandfather, for the great-grandfather. So if there is a great-grandfather who knows how to hold the baby down, so it's not a question of being mechabit chaveiro. He has takad eskuz. It's part of his chiyuv to be father is ben benai teira. So fakert, you can give him all the sandakos for all the baby boys. Then the whole thing doesn't apply. The post can point out. It's only the lashon of the Ramoh, in the name of the Maril, in the name of Rabbeinu Peretz is, shalala chabit chaveiro, vishnei pom. Chaveiro means an outsider, yechavrusa. You already ran out of kibbutim. Let's say the grandfather's not alive. The great-grandfather's not alive. No one's alive. So you want to be mechabit somebody with son because. So them is the father can take the son because from himself. The person can say, what's this?
Shouldn't
the father can give the son because
from himself? Shouldn't it be out of the take himself? Because he's
the father.
The time.
Yeah. So some person can say the father should do the son because. Sometimes it looks funny. So then it says in your day, if you give it to somebody else, then you shouldn't give it to this. For the same person twice, you should share it to others. But if it's not an outsider who's taking something first, it's one of the Balei Dvarim himself. It's the father, the grandfather, the great-grandfather. They have a shaykhis. They have the chiyuv to be mala. They have the chiyuv to be malamed Torah. So then you can't make a kpeda that you're not allowed to give twice. And since they're in the parsha, so you give them many times. Targum Yonis and Benazil. Says something about a bris milah on this pasuk, and the mefarish on the bottom of the Targum Yonasan is not sure what the Targum Yonasan is talking about. So one of his pshatim in the Targum Yisham, the Targum Yonasan is that the name Mocha by Menashe Yuldu al Birki Yosef means that he was their son at the time of their bris. He was the son for all the great grandchildren. Should do a little bit tomorrow. No, what time is the earliest you can daven mincha today? 12:30, you're not taking that yet? Okay, so let's do a little Gemara. Let's see. On Tzadik Tes on the days, the second Tes is from the top, has a unique interpretation of the Gemara from Dab Tzadik Beis. Hamotzi Masoi Lamaylo Me'asore Kayo. When you walk in the Rishus HaRabim, so Rishus HaRabim is only Teifes Ar Asara Tvachim. Above Asara Tvachim is not Ar Rishus HaRabim, Ki Rishus HaRabim Dom. So what if I carry something, I pick it up in the street, and I carry it, Ma'ala Me'asara, and I put it down, Dalal Amas away. So the Aloha, that if you Ma'ala Dalal Amas, Rishus HaRabim, Yechayiv, perhaps it shouldn't apply when you're carrying it, Ma'ala Me'asara, because the whole carrying was done by Makom Tur. Maybe you should be Potter. So the Gemara says, on that Tzadik Beis, Chayiv. That's how the Bnei Kos carried on their shoulders, and they were giants, and they were average-sized people, all discussion anymore. And whatever they carried was well above Asarah Tov. So the question is, Taka, why? Taka, why Yechayiv? The Malim Asarah is a fourth, Malkam Tur, let him not be high. So when we learned the Gemara Tzadik Beis, we gave the Pashup Shah. Although the object which you are carrying is positioned above us, talking about the ground level, and it really is Malkum Tur, but you are holding it, your feet are on the ground. The guy has his 2 feet on the ground, solid. So since he's walking on the floor, and the floor is Dachmamish and Shusayavit, so even though the object is being carried above, it's considered as if, we treat it as if it were carried below, because how does he carry the object? He can't carry it without putting his feet on the floor. He carries the object up above because he has his feet steady on the floor. It's considered as if it's being carried below your foot. That's how we learn Pshat. Tosis Bayez doesn't seem to learn like that. Tosis on Tzadik Kesama base, the second Tosis Dibra Maskel Oy Dilmo, is trying to press a certain point, trying to insist on the following point. That if you do an Akira b'mishus harabim v'hanocha b'mishus hayochim, or you do an Akira b'mishus hayochim v'hanocha b'mishus harabim, and you didn't stop in between, you went straight, you will be chayiv, even though you happen to have passed through a makom ptur. So to prove that point, they quoted two sources. One was, Hamoti mechanus leplat yoderech stov. A fellow carries something out from the chanus, is the rishus hayochid, or the store, into the plaza, into the plat, in the middle of the street. But he passes through the stov, which is the section in front of the store, which is nishtahini nishtaher. It's not encompassed by the Mechitzis of the Rishus HaYochid, nor is in the middle of the street where you have the Bikur HaRabim. So the Stov is an area which is labeled as a Karmelis. So the Brisa says if you carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, you made Yakir Rishus HaYochid, and Anocha was done Rishus HaRabim, and you happen to pass in the middle, you pass through a Karmelis, but you provided you didn't make Anocha there, so the Brisa says Chayit. And Benazai holds that Yipata, because he holds Mahalach Koimidam, is considered as if you made a Anocha, as if you had made a Anocha in the Karmelis. But leaving out his Svara Mahalach Koimid, is that the relativity theory? There it comes. But then it'll come out that what? That he did a that he did an act of Hoitzor. So Tosis, that's one brisa. So Tosis quotes another source to prove this point, that the Akira is Bishus HaYochid, and the Hanocha is Bishus HaRabim, and in between you go through a Makom Ptur or some Akamalus or something that it does. It's still a Makom Ptur, but I don't care, because the Akira was here and the Hanocha was there, Bishus HaRabim, Dalai Lama's away. So just like with the Akira is Bishus HaYochid V'Hanocha Bishus HaRabim, I don't care what happened in between. So if the Akira is Bishus HaRabim here and the Hanocha is Bishus HaRabim there, Dalai Lama's away, I also don't care what happened in between, I can pack a carry and walk into it. But if I'll carry Dalai Lama's and then just Omad Lofush, I'll just relax. And normally you say Hanocha's good or Hanocha's chepet dami. So when I introducing the Aseret Adibus, if they're right, by Dabal Yitim, it's Kol Adoram Ho'eva Leymar, Yofi Hashem Lekecha. So the Medrash comments on the word Kol. Kol is usually Mabes in the word. What is Kol Mabes in the word? So in the Medrash and the Gemara, you have different shots in what the Kol is Mabes. The Medrash comments, the Medrash Rabbah on the Kol says, by Dabal Yitim, it's Kol Adoram Ho'eva, says that it's Mabes, whatever Talmud was, it goes to Lecharish. The Rebbeinu Shlom said at Har Sinai, not only Hadvarim Ho'ela, even Kol Hadvarim Ho'ela, the Rabbis edition, not only did he give Moshe Rabbeinu Nevuah, he told Moshe Rabbeinu, all the Nevuahs that all the Nevim who are Sidim are going to stay. Introducing the Aseret Adibus, if they're right, by Dabal Yitim, it's Kol Hadvarim Ho'ela Leymar, Yofi Hashem Lekecha. So the Medrash comments on the word Kol. Kol is usually Mabes in the word. What is Kol Mabes in the word? In the Medrash and the Gemara, you have different shot in what the call is Marbin. The Medrash comments, the Medrash Rabbah on the Kwas says, why Dabal Yitim is Kol Adoram Ho'ela, says that it's Marbin, whatever Talmud was, it goes to Lecharish. The Rebbeinu Shlom said at Har Sinai, not only Hadvarim Ho'ela, even Kol Adoram Ho'ela, the Rabbis edition, not only did he give Moshe Rabbeinu Nevuah, he told Moshe Rabbeinu, all the Nevuahs that all the Nevim who are Sidim are going to stay. And there's a Rashi in Chulin has like that. Why does the Gemara refer to the Nevim as Dibri Kabbalah? The Gemara has a Lashon above the Kamada. Why Nevim called Dibri Kabbalah? So the Sheet in Kubetz says in Bava Kamada on the first daf that it's called Dibri Kivbalah. Kivbalah means to complain. The Nevim are always complaining against the Nevim, so they're always sinning. That's the function of the Navi, to give Muslim Kabbalah. That's Dibri Kivolo. But the Rashi in the end of Chulin Says no, talking in Dibri Kabbalah. Why is it called Dibri Kabbalah? Because they have these things in the Kabbalah from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not that Yishaya and Cheskel and Avadia, whoever, was invented, got a new nevuah that Moshe Rabbeinu never had before. These were old nevuahs that they always had. And then they just, they were given the nevuah a second time later. And then the Medrash continues, and not only v'loy kol ha-nevim b'l'vad kibli misinai nevuahs, ma'af kol ha-chachamim ha-omnim b'chol dover dokol, lechol yechol kibli shalom misinai. Even the Chachamim also, whatever Talmud Rosh Kasid Lachadish is Nemo Lola Moshe Misina. What is it? Is Nemo Lola Moshe Misina? Sometimes you have a business, Machadish and Nudin, which was not known before. So what do you mean is Nemo Lola Moshe Misina? Let's say the Nevi'im. It means that every Dvar Nevuah that Yishai, Yom Yecheskel, and all the other Nevi'im said, is Taka said to Moshe Rabbeinu. So everything that existed from before. So it doesn't necessarily mean, Moshe Rabbeinu had all the dinim and he told it over to Bnei Yisrael, and then no one was ever mechadish anything. So why is it called Talmud Vasa Gosev Lechadish? He's not mechadish anything. He was shachachu v'chadzu v'chitshun. They forgot everything. And then they reconstructed it later on. Chor, that's not pshat. You have dinim lechor that the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted to pop up in a later door. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted these dinim to come up. Let's say halach is leaving out the nevuahs. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted these demons to come up at a later door. So he told Moshe Rabbeinu, such a big body of halacha, he told Moshe Rabbeinu to say over all the demons to Bnei Yisrael, but contained within that body of halacha that he told Moshe Rabbeinu, Al Pi Midrash HaTorah and Midrashis Bam, was also contained within that system of halacha, was also additional demons, which Moshe Rabbeinu didn't notice and wasn't pointed out specifically to him. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say to Bnei Yisrael, Al Pi Pashas. It means that it's all kolol in the Torah, but it doesn't necessarily mean that Moshe Rabbeinu is told black and white. So if he's told the din, so why didn't he tell it to Bnei Yisrael? And to say that Ishchachum, Chazru, the Chidshim, Moed HaPam, it wouldn't appear so in the Gemara. Sounds like a Talmud Vos, the Gossid Lachadish, it's Mechadish a new din. But it just means it's all included in the Torah. So this is the one Kavanah that the Chachamim have in the Kol, the Rabbis, by Dabal Kim, it's Kol Adram Ha'elu, the Rabbis, Kol Mashu Talmud Vos, the Gossid Lachadish. That everything is included within... You know who also? The Gemara says that Lekamidi Deloy Remiza Biaraisa. The Gemara says anything that's written in Novi or in Ksuvim is found in rumors in the Torah. Doesn't necessarily mean Moshe Rabbeinu is told every Nevuah that Yishai and Yecheskel and Avadia had. Means that everything is called, all the Nevuahs are Klulim in the voice of Moshe Rabbeinu. You cannot have any Nevuah which is not to be found Beremis. But it depends what. The Novi says when to go to war and so on. So that's not rumors in the voice of Moshe Rabbeinu. All Rashom. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't talking about the wars that they had. But whatever he was sure what to do, that's not called. It means when a Navi says a new insight in Elokus, and he gives a new uptight of the way that Rebbeinu Shalom runs his world, or some big Yisoid and Emunah and Hashkofa, so that any of the Yisoidis that they have to say is taller than the voice of Moshe Rabbeinu. Let me deliver the needs of your eyes. It also doesn't necessarily have to mean that Moshe Rabbeinu Mamish was told everything, spelled out word for word, letter for letter, everything he was told that they're going to say later. Every word that's found in Yishai Yimya was told to Moshe Rabbeinu.
This is a problem of how the
So this is one kavana that the Chachamim have in the Kol the Rabbis, that it's marbik kol ma she talmid was the gosse v'chadish and ma she hanavim has seen him with his snab is b'chol do v'dor. Then the Gemara has another kavana in Kol. The Gemara says in the beginning of Chagig that when you have a machloikis, hatanoim in a machloikis, so many machloikis and then everything. Whenever you ask a question, what's the din? So right away say it's a machloikis. Machloikis is always a psak also. It's not good enough to know, it's not enough to say it's machloikis. You have to know what the maskan is and how to fear zachtu. There's always a psak and everything. But the Gemara says, Shema yoyim, unless the person will say, it's impossible to learn so much. There's always a machloikis on everything. Nothing is clear. So the Gemara says, no. By Dabal Kimas Kolad Bar Mehoel Aleimah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said everything in High Sinai. He said, Dibri HaMetamim, Dibri HaMetarim, it's a mitzvah to learn all the Shitas. Because Eilu Eilu, Dibri Lukim Chai. That's how the Gemara comments in Chagiga. In the beginning of Chagiga, the Gemara darshins from the Pasuk. By Dabal Kimas Kolad Bar Mehoel Aleimah, that he said, Shitas Beishamai, Shitas Beisil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told everything. And the Gemara has this phrase in Erev and Daf Yud Gimla, that Eilu Eilu, Dibri Lukim Chai. He mentioned on several other occasions that Eilu Eilu, Dibri Lukim Chai means has a very, very technical meaning in halacha. On one level it means that if you learn a shita which we don't pass in like la halacha, you shouldn't say that it's bitul Torah. The Gemara says, Beshama b'machim b'sil leina mishnah, that Beshama sheet is completely nidchem in Allah. That we never pass like Beshama, even Beshas hatchak, we don't even consider it a suffix called the hu. Beshama sheet. The hu adinami, the Gemara says, neither in the first pair of neither, whenever you have a machloikas a tanayim, amrayim, whatever, and omdu l'minyan, and the chachamim took a vote, and they passed from Allah what the din is, then the Gemara says, even Beshas hatchak can't rely on the sheet of sayyavit. Because nitchil agamim in aloha, that's what it means. Beshama b'machim b'sil leina mishnah, because they voted against Beshama. It was amdu l'minyan. And the Gemara says in Nida, amdav zayin hu adinami any machlekes with amdu l'minyan. Whenever they outvoted the sheikh was hayyachid, but then it's nitchil agamim in aloha. But nevertheless, it's not considered bittul ter when you study that sheet. It's still called a chefetz shel ter. That's one level of pshat in eil divrei kimchai. That's one point that is considered divrei kimchaim. And therefore, studying this, we can't put it into a Talmud Torah because he's studying the Ibn al-Kimchah.
And how is it possible that the Talmudim were able to file their own sheet as
No, the Gabi the Rove. The Gabi the Rove, they don't consider the Sheikas Hamiyot at all. But the Gabi, those who hold their Sheikas, and the Gemara says, that's a whole Sugi Nibamas.
Until when
can
we do
it? Until Adli Yolam
Vore.
You have a community where they are Talmidim of Beishama. If you have, let's say, a community in Europe somewhere, so they follow all the sheet of Beishama. No, not you. If you have if a person wants to latch himself on to be a Talmud of some modern God, so he can follow all the sheikas of that Tana, that Amora, that Mandoma, if he's consistent and he follows every Tzvartim as their Rebbe. The thing is that every person follows his Rebbe. If a guy in the middle of nowhere decides he wants to be a Talmud of Beishama, okay, so let him follow all the sheikhs of Beishama. But he has to have some reason why he feels an affinity to Beishama. But he feels this neshama is a nitzos of Beishama. Right? If he lives in a city where Beishama, where Shama used to be the rabbi, and generation after generation used to follow Shama Shisa, so Shama is still called the Mordas even though he's not alive. So they consider themselves Talmidim of Shama. It's one thing. The Gemara has later, I've learned a little like that. That the B'mekamash Rabbi University, of course, number one. He didn't go to any university, and he stops wearing the blue jeans, and he stops walking around in the sneakers, and he walks around like a man, and he quickly learns 24 hours a day. So how long did he go? 23 and a half hours a day. He slept a half an hour a night, whatever. And he sits with his talisman till him all day long, and he follows all the other things that they're going to do. That's fine. 100%, not just the Chodesh bit. He does everything else that they're going to do. 100% Givaldic. He's going to tell me them of the Vilna Gaon. If a person taka feels so close to the Vilna Gaon, you want to follow everything the Vilna Gaon did, it's an Echa Tesla, Chazanishnik, let's say. You want to follow everything that the Chazanishnik, you want to curse the Medina, you want to curse all that, and you want to sit and learn 22 hours a day and write Svarim and do all the other wonderful things that the Chazanishnik said. So they feel that they have a shaykhiz with the Chazanishnik. But then you can do that, why not? Most people don't feel an affinity to one specific Gaon Gadol. They don't become crazy just about the Vilna Gaon, just about the Chazanishnik or something like that. Only Rav Soloveitchik, like a man, he couldn't learn 24 hours a day. So how long did he go? 23 and a half hours a day. He slept a half an hour a night, whatever. And he sits with his talisman until him all day long and follows all the other things that they're going to do. That's fine. 100%. Not just the Chodesh bit. He does everything else that they're going to do. 100% Givaldic. He's going to tell me them of the Vilna Gaon. If a person taka feels so close to the Vilna Gaon, you want to follow everything the Vilna Gaon did. It's Echa Tesla, Chazanishnik, let's say. You want to follow everything that the Chazanishnik did. You want to curse the Medina, you want to curse all that, and you want to sit and learn 22 hours a day and write Svarim and do all the other wonderful things that the Chazanishnik did. So they feel that they have a shaykhiz with the Chazanishnik. But then you can do that, why not? Most people don't feel an affinity to one specific Gaon Gadol. They don't become crazy just about the Vilna Gaon, just about the Chazanishnik or something like that. Only Rav Soloveitchik. Guys just crazy about Rav Soloveitchik. That's all. That's all. No one else. Some has shaykhs with other people also. If someone only has one Rebbe, so they follow one Rebbe. Usually, normally, people have a group of Rabbein. You have 1,000 people who had a hashpo on you. You feel that you're a Talmud of those 1,000 people. So then it is that you follow those 1,000, that group of people. Okay? Even if they have one Rebbe, they're crazy about that Rebbe. So they follow that one Rebbe. That's the din. The Ikar HaDin in the Torah is that every person should follow his Rebbe. In halacha. Yeah. It is based on a post, based on a series of psukim.
But there was a kibbutz
of
chum and they outvoted the shaman. The shaman
needs to let the shaman shaman. Yeah. That's the sugi that even after they outvoted the shaman, the shaman is still also the shaman kid.
If they're at one in one room, they vote on halacha and they still even are missing
the halacha. Yeah.
Well, that's more needed.
Manina goes as far as everybody else is concerned, who don't particularly consider themselves fans of Beishamai only. They're not the Chassidim from Beishamai. They're not Talmidei Beishamai. They're neutral people. They're Jews. They follow everybody. So should they follow Beishamai Bistul? So for sure you follow Bistul because they're the row. But then the question is, B'Shas Hatzchak, can you rely on Beisham? Because we have a klal B'Shas Hatzchak. Sometimes you rely on the Shitas Hayochid, which normally we don't accept. So the Gemara says, no. The B'Shas Hatzchak is in a Mishnah. That's the Gemara in Baruch Islam involved. The Gemara says in Nida, Dav Zayin, there is Lav Davke B'Shas Hatzchak. It means whenever the Shitas Hayochid was outvoted, so then it's in a Mishnah klal. But even B'Shas Hatzchak you don't consider it. So on the one level, the Gemara says, Eilu B'Eilu D'Ibin D'Kim Chaim means that even the Shita, which we never pass on like Laloch at all, he never passed him like it at all, but still it's not called Bittul Torah when you study that sheet.
And this applies to every sheet that was Nitcha Ben Halacha, even though it only says it's like a Shammai Mitzvah?
Yeah. It's not every sheet, it depends. If the sheet is dead wrong, let's say somebody wrote a book, and his book was based on the fact that he was, there's a Chivra Masech HaShambas. And some of the Rabbeim are using him issued by some Rav from Italy who didn't have a Gemara. He had a riff. Had a Rif and a Ran and a Magen Mishnah, he had everything but the Gemara. And he reconstructed the Gemara based on the quotations that I found. They censored. The Goyim didn't let them have Gemaras, and they burnt all the Gemaras, but they didn't burn even the Rabbana. So one is right, one is wrong. Rabbi Yudah didn't say two different things. You don't say Eila the Eila Divrei Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Yudah said two completely different things, either this or that. Either he said one or he said, didn't talk out of both sides of his mouth. Either he said one thing or he said the other thing. When the Rabbana Shalom gave the Torah HaSinai, so he said some dinim are black and some dinim are white, and a lot of dinim are gray. Said Shabbos, he's not allowed to do malach. During the weekdays, he may do malach. Chalamoid, a little bit yeah, a little bit not. Tefillin, he said, tefillin on Shabbos, you don't like tefillin, whatever. And on the weekdays, you do like tefillin. Chalamoid, he said, well, you think about it. You fight it, akindalach, and then whatever you think the din is, so that'll be the din. Akasim asala, haha. That's the way the Rishonim explained. What do you mean, Eilu v'Eilu divrei Elokim Chaim? What does it mean? Did he say you do wear tefillin chalamoid? Did he say you don't wear tefillin chalamoid? What did Rabban Shalom say at Har Sinai? So the Marsha says, when the Rebbe Shalom gave the Torah Har Sinai to Moshe Rabbeinu, he told him some things are black and some things are white and the other things that are gray. 98% of the Torah is gray. So he said it has elements of Visa and elements of Het, elements of Chiv, elements of Tur, elements of East of the Het and Sun, Tum of the Tar and so on. And he said he's giving it up, he's giving the Rishus up to the Chachmei Ador, Shebechol Tov Ador, to determine what they feel the Halacha should be. So that's, again, so there's one idea in it. So in many cases say Eilu v'Eilu Divrei Elokim Chaim, the Hainu, that even the Shita that we don't accept Lalocha, but it's still Divrei Elokim Chaim. Sometimes it is Mamish, the Torah is Gomor. What does it mean? Did he say you do wear Tefillin Chama, or did he say you don't wear Tefillin Chama? What did Rabban Shalom say at Har Sinai? So the Marsha says, when the Rebbe Shalom gave the Torah Har Sinai to Moshe Rabbeinu, he told him some things are black and some things are white and the other things that are gray. 98% of the Torah is gray. He said it has elements of Visa and elements of Het, elements of Chiv, elements of Tur, elements of East of the Het and Sun, Tum of the Tar and so on. And he said he's giving it up, he's giving the Rishus up to the Chachmei Ador, Shebechol Tov Ador, to determine what they feel the Halacha should be. So that's, again, so there's one idea in it. So in many cases say Eilu v'Eilu Divrei Elokim Chaim, the Hainu, that even the Shita that we don't accept Lalocha, but it's still Divrei Elokim Chaim. Sometimes it is Mamish, the Torah is Gomor. You have a Machlokas Amoraim, what the Tanaim are talking about. So one Amor is wrong. You have a Machlokas Rishonim, what the Girsa should be. So one Girsa is wrong. A Machlokas Rishonim, what the Pshat is in the Gemara. Whether you read it, it's me, you read it in Yichusa. What it means is the Gemara came out in Laskan, it's Asra Muta. Which is it? So you can't say Eilu v'Eilu. Either Rabbi Navashi meant it's Asra, it's Muta. So somebody's right and somebody's wrong. That's how Rashi intends the same Ksuvah. That you don't say Eilu v'Eilu, Divrei Elokim Chaim, when the people are arguing Aliba de Mando Maracher. When they're not arguing Aliba de Nafshayi, then you can't say Eilu v'Eilu. The one that's wrong is wrong. Except that you don't know which one is wrong. But if you determine which one is wrong, then the attack is Bittul Torah to keep on studying the opinion of the one who's dead wrong. It's wrong is wrong. Then you have, in addition to that, you have another Kavan on Eilu v'Eilu, Divrei Elokim Chaim. It's even more startling than Stam saying Divrei Elokim Chaim is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Hainu, that's what the Rishonim say Halacha L'maaseh, based on the Mishnah in Eidias. That sometimes, even though we pass them like the Rov, sometimes when you have a Shas Hatzchak or some other rare occasions, you pass them like the Shita Sayochi. That the Shita that's Nidcha min Halacha is not always Nidcha L'gamri min Halacha. It's still considered something. Still considered a Sofik Kol Derech. So if there's a big Shas Hatzchak, The Gemara says, "Kedai hu Reb Pliny lis makala b'shas hatchak." There's a Gemara before in Kira. The Gemara says, "Kedai hu Reb Shimon lis makala b'shas hatchak." So rather, many of the Gemaras where it says "Kedai hu lis makala b'shas hatchak" are speaking about dinim derabanan. The Gemara before in Perek Kira happens to be speaking about muktzah. The Gemara has a machlokes Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda regarding muktzah. So the Gemara says, "Well, b'shas hatchak, you can rely on Reb Shimon's opinion." So they quote you all the other Gemaras where this appears. Most of the Gemaras are the Rabbanim. Some of them are the Araisis. So the Shach has machlokes with the Taz and the Yerideya. But this klal applies by dinim deraisa as well. They say, "Kedai hu Reb Pliny lis makala b'shas hatchak." So the Rab poskim hold it even by dinim deraisa. That's the Avnei Nezis tshuva about the Hetam Mechira in Eretz Yisrael for Shnas HaShmitah. How come they sell Eretz Yisrael? So he says that he quotes this Shach and Yerideh, that even in Dinu Deraisa we sometimes say Kedai hu, if it's a big Shas HaTchak, so he say Kedai hu lis makala b'shas hatchak and the Shita Sayoch. That's even a more serious application of the principle of Eilu B'Eilu Divi L'Kim Chan. And it's even the Pesach Halacha, the Shita which is rejected, is not totally rejected in the Pesach Halacha. And the Gemara derives this Nachamal. The Gemara comments this on the Pasuk that Vayidabel Kimas Kol Advar Mo'el Aleima. That not only is it called a Chefta Shalter, the Shikas Ayochid, it's sometimes even considered Nagei Ladina. Sometimes even Paskin like the Shikas Ayochid, which we normally don't adopt.
If someone would hold like a set of rabbis, and then all of a sudden one time the rabbis had an argument with one another, how would we pass
that? The Gemara asked that question. That's the Gemara of Avodah Zarah asked that question. So the Gemara says that that you follow the rove. You follow the rove. And if there's no rove, if it's sort of shkulim, so then the Gemara says, b'derais you go l'chumra, b'derabana you go l'chumra. No, the Iker din is that you have one Rebbe and you follow that one Rebbe.
How should the Rebbe?
If you have a group of Rabbeim, no, if you have the Rabbi in the shul, whatever, but if you have a group of Rabbeim, like we are Talmid, we consider ourselves Talmidim of the Mishnah Berurah and the Chayyadim, we raise the kids of Shulchan Aruch, and some Sleiman, and the Yehuda, and all the way back, the Rashi and Tesis and so on, and then you follow the rope, then you follow the majority.
But would it be more for us to follow, I'm saying, Rebbe teaches us Torah or a Rabbi of our shul?
Whichever one you feel you want to choose as your rabbi. Must be a person who's qualified to ask him the shaymus. Must be the person whom you feel that you want to be a talmud.
If the rabbi is the one way, then the other can hold by his own way.
Yeah.
No problem with
Malas Kodidu. The Gemara asks that question in Yivam Nadav Yidah. Let it be Loises Kodidu. So the Gemara says, right? There is a problem of Loises Gedudu, if he's in the same community with them and he lives in the same, let's say, down in the same shul, he goes along with everything they do and then he demonstrates that he breaks their discipline, he goes against them, then it's a violation of Loises Gedudu. But let's say Beishamah have their own base medrash, they have their own yeshiva. Yeshiva is Rabbeinu Beishamah. Didn't come in yet. The yeshiva is Beishamah, tomorrow. The Stama, they had, the Gemara says they had their own Beis HaMedrash. Even if they have their own Beis HaMedrash in the same, not only if they have in a different city, a separate community, even if it's in the same community, but they broke off to have a different shul or a different Beis HaMedrash, so the Gemara says it's also Mutta. There's no Lois Gadol there.
What if one of them is Dami in Beis HaMedrash?
Either he's in Beis HaMedrash, Beis HaMedrash in Beis HaMedrash shul, then you have to follow their practice.
They'd open Beis
HaMedrash.
Like
when you're happening when the yam's softly, then there's no Moshe's Gadol, right? Then there's Moshe's Gadol. Then there's no Moshe's Gadol. Moshe Panshta has clone exactly when in one of his treatises. So he discusses when the yadavim, let's say a guy yadavim is a sasfar, and not yadavim is a nusachash mashur, or the reverse. What do you want to say, Golachash, following
your right?
What do you mean, doing it wrong?
You in a rush?
The minig is, if they have a valid reason why they don't say tachna, then you should follow their minig. So what's the valid reason? So he says, if it's minta, let's say, so I've seen them never say tachna by mincha. They all never say.
That's fine, that's fine.
So he says, if it's by mincha, and they don't say Takhan. Yeah. So he says, look, Takhan is only Rishus. And they have a reason why they instituted such a meaning never to say Takhan by Mincha, because sometimes the Dam Mincha is so vague, and when it's time to say Takhan study, you have to say some Kafam. You know how to say Takhan study?
That's the Stam Mincha before Shkia.
Huh?
That's the Stam Mincha before Shkia. How
did
a long Shmon Esser.
So he says, if they have a valid reason why they instituted such a meaning, never to say Takhan.
But you find
You shouldn't have yichidus in the shoes. So go out. Go out to the side room.
What?
You're
showing there,
It is a problem.
But what should you do? What should be done?
Go home.
I don't know. Go home. I don't know. Then the Medrash the third Kamali. Yes. Avada, if the person knows what the din is, what is he going to follow the rope?
Since the chassid, everyone's supposed to try to figure out what's going on, figure out what the din is going
to follow. Yeah, but most people are not capable of figuring out the din themselves. Most people have to, everybody's going to be a rabbi. Some people have to become doctors, lawyers.
But there's a shaila that what they have of the robe, what they ask, should I become a lawyer doctor? Maybe the robe would say, you should.
Should I ask that shaila also? Okay, and then the Medrash has another kavana here on the post of Kol. What is Kol Marbe? So the Medrash comments. Kol is Marbe cases where you have contradictions. That you have sometimes, the Torah says that you're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, then it says you have to bring korbanos on Shabbos, korbanos binim and musaf. You have a din of gili arayis, the day shesach is also with the nisukuris, then you have a din of yibum. So can it be that the same elokim gave this din and that din, aren't they contradictory? So the Torah says, yeah, that you have in teva also contradiction. You have healthy people are getting sick and sick people are getting healthy. Babies are being born and people who are born are dying, all at the same time. And you have a stick that's turning into a snake and a snake that's turning into a stick. And you have the yam turning into yabosh, and you have yabosh turning into yam. You have all kinds of things that are contradictory. You have women are giving birth to babies in the north and the south and the east and the west, and people are dying and people are getting better all over the world. So what is it? Different people are in charge of the whole world. The north god is in charge of the northern section. The eastern god is charging the eastern section. No. There's one God above in heaven who takes care of everything, that he runs the whole world from A to Z, and he sees to it that all the sick people whom he wants to be cured get cured, and all the healthy people whom he wants to get sick, all the sectors of the world. And at the same time, he's making some people get sick and other people get well, and he's making babies get born and other people die and so on. So just like in Teva, we don't believe that there's a contradiction. We believe that there's one good God above in heaven who does all these things. Everything is good. It's not that there's a good God and there's a bad God, and there's a God for the East and a God for the West and a God for South America and a God for North America and so on. There's one Bar Yalim who runs the whole show, so too. There's one person, there's one being who gave the whole Torah, and there's no contradictions in the Torah. Everything fits in, everything makes up one big pattern. That's why it says, Vaitab al-Kim is Kol Advarim. Kol Advarim implies that it's not a theorem. Everything blends in together.
Yeah,
that's the contradiction. Why didn't you say that?
Did
the Hebrews
supersede that section?
Yeah.
That's the way it was
supposed to. Yeah. Doesn't mean that this is a blank. See,
so
there's
a contradiction in
Teva,
big deal.
So
the contradiction
in Teva.
I mean, what does that have to do with the fact that
there's contradiction in Teva? Just like there were contradictions in Teva, we believe that it's all from Kelefo, so too the contradiction in Teva, also from Kelefo. It's not that there were two different ancient religions. One religion had a law of Eishesach and Issa. Another religion had a mitzvah of yibum. Jewish religion is a composite of these two. We don't believe it's a composite. This is the original religion. It's all from one God, from one source, and he gave laws that are contradictory. What? Yeah, Teretz is not a contradiction. So it's like Teva is not a contradiction. Just it looks, it appears to be contradictory, but it's not really a contradiction. But just like the Teva is not a contradiction, so the Teva doesn't have any contradictions. So that's the mashmaz of the word kol. Kol the Rab is the spirit, that it refers to the spirit. There is one God who gave all of them. Regarding the actual Aseres HaDibros itself, there's a big machloikis in the Rishonim. Each one has a different mocker in Midrashim and Chazal. Since the machloikis in the Gemara, Midrashim, face, what's the nature of the Aseres HaDibros? Rashi and Parshas Mishpatim quote in the name of Rav Sadi Gaon that the Aseres HaDibros are the yisod of all of the Taryag Mitzvahs. And the there's a Medrash in Bamidbar Rabba. Medrash Rabba says in Bamidbar that if you count up the letters, from the beginning to the end, the ladder up to 613 plus 7. 613 is good. What's the 7? Every medrash has a different version. Yeah, that's what I would have said. 7 mitzvahs the rabban. It's very easy, you know. Some say 7 mitzvahs. Some midrashim say 7 mitzvahs in an erech. Some say 7 days for brish lila. Some say 7 sheishes may bereishis. It's all kinds of midrashim. What's the 7? But if several, there are several sources in midrashim, old sources. Well, they counted up the words. They counted up the letters, rather. They counted up the letters in the Aseres HaDibros from the beginning to the end. And the Luchos Rishonim, that is. And it adds up to Taryag plus 7, which is supposed to be at this Kavana, that the Taryag mitzvahs are clueless in the Aseres HaDibros. That's one way that it's clueless. The other Rigaonim, Rav Sadiq, when he says it's clueless, he means in a different way. Not that every letter, the Aleph of Anochi represents one mitzvah, the Nun of Anochi represents a different mitzvah. Sadiq went up on a different mahalach, that it means that there are 10 basic themes in the Torah, and then all of the Taryag mitzvahs could be subsumed under these 10 categories. Like the Mefarshim San Chumash, how come Parshas Mishpatim follows Parshas Yisro? I think the Sforno writes like that. What is Mishpatim doing right after Yisro? Mishpatim is Pshat in Loi Signo. It says in Loi Signo, we shouldn't take Mammon that belongs to somebody else. So how do you determine whether it's yours or it's his? The Torah writes it in Parshas Ela Mishpatim Mishatasim Hatnaim. This is Didi Mammon. So if it's his money, then it's Loi Signo. If it's not his money, then it's not Loi Signo. But the whole Parshas Mishpatim falls under the heading of Loi Signo. Loi Signo, Loi Signo, and the Aseres HaDibros. And so on, not that every word, not that every letter in the Aseres HaDibros represents a different one of the Taryag Mitzvahs, but rather that the Taryag Mitzvahs have to be subsumed under these 10 basic categories. That is one shita. That is Rav Sadi Goyen, who has a mocker in Midrash. Then you have the... And that's why the Gaonim, Rav Sadi Gaonim, was the first, and many Gaonim after him wrote Azharis, Azharis Akiyutim, that they would recite on Shavuos in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. They, when they would get to the Aseres HaDibros, they would recite long Kiyutim in the middle that would review all of the, like Kitzur of Sefer HaMitzvahs, they would review all of the Taryag Mitzvahs in connection with those Pesukim of the Aseres HaDibros. The whole Sefer HaMitzvah for Rav Sadi Gaonim that we have is in Gansan. The whole thing is a poem, a very short poem, pages, 4 pages long, and run through all of the Taryag Mitzvahs in the order of the Aseres HaDibros. Then you have other Rishonim who disagree very strongly with this. The Rambam has a famous tshuva where he says that the practice was in his country that everybody sat for Kriyas HaTorah and nobody stood. And the people who came, they introduced Numinik to stay in Bashas Kriyas Aseres HaDibros. So the Rambam says it's a lois is good to do, not allowed to change the Minig Amrop. The Minig Amrop is that you sit, and then he says that they're doing an Isser. If it, even in their shul they're doing this, if they stand all the time for Kriyas HaTorah Mehechetes, but if they sit all the time and they only stand for Aseres HaDibros, so they're demonstrating as if Aseres HaDibros is something special, and it's not. Aseres HaDibros is the same as the rest of the Torah, just the Parshif and the rest of the Parshis are there. Many used to have the practice that if you want to observe that minute to stand for Aseres HaDibros, then you should stand from the beginning of Parshas Yisro, from the beginning to the end. Shouldn't get up right before. And all the shul, you know, plop on the stand and everybody stands up for Aseres HaDibros. But that's what the Rambam says, you're not allowed to do that. Very strange. If you notice the last Igros Moshe that just came out before the summer, so Moshe Feinstein has a truth about that. What's the story with standing for Aseres HaDibros? He says, why not? He doesn't see what's wrong. A famous Jewish Rambam. Very famous Jewish Rambam. He says, you're not allowed to. Oh yeah? What does he say?
He says, the Rambam.
Yeah, the Rambam has a famous Jewish.
He says, the Kanye Ashkenazim.
The whole lady. Okay. So they continue to
sit. It's not like somebody's
right. And they also sit during Aseres HaDibros.
But they say, it's Echon Ashkenaz, and they hold like the Ramon, and it says, you show them that you stand during the whole lane, you stare something to your son, and you really hold your shit, you don't have to stand in the whole lane, and the Rabbi says,
why is there more special than
so the Rabbi says that it's not proper, you're not allowed to stand up, pum to Aseret HaDibus, because you're demonstrating as if there's something special to Aseret HaDibus, and it's not, Aseret HaDibus, I'm not the whole Torah, it's 10 mitzvahs and the rest of the Torah. That's another question. Rav Moshe Feinstein, and that same Tshuva said that it's an Isar of Lois is good to stand the Kriyas HaTorah if the meaning in the Shul is to sit. That's the din of Lois is good to. And the other Poskim, the Bar Yehoshua, the finisher, has a Tshuva where he quotes the Gedolim from Europe from before the war where they touched on this topic and they all disagreed. They said not so. That there's no Lois is good to do. Even if all the people in the Shul sit, there's no din of lois is goded for you to stand, because even the Maharam Rutenberg, the one who originated this practice to stand, the Shas Pias HaTorah, from the original sources, would appear that all the Balabat and his shul sat. He was the only one who stood. See that he held that it's not a lois is goded. Maybe, but the Pasuk holder doesn't matter, even the Rav. Also has a din of lois is goded. Even though Maharam Rutenberg was the Rav in the shul, still a din of lois is goded. The Gemara says later on in Shabbos, in the beginning of Kol Kisei, that Shmuel was the Rav in his community, and they didn't follow his shit. So the minute before he was appointed the rabbi, they had other poskim. There were other people before Shmuel was born. But people after Shmuel died also. And since the minute HaMakom was that they passed in a different way, so he didn't change the minute. They followed their psalm. Just because a guy is the rabbi in the shul doesn't have to change all the psalm and all the minhagim that they have. Whatever they do. If it's wrong, or something is improper, or they could do it better, then he should change it.
So if everybody starts standing by Aseret HaDibus, it wouldn't look right if you just keep sitting. Can you stand there?
Okay. So that's why many have the practice that if you know in your shul they're going to stand for the Aseret HaDibus, so you should stand from the beginning of the Seder. This time you should stand from the beginning. So it shouldn't be obvious that
that also, doesn't that also look like you're doing
why? Well, because everybody else sits? I don't know.
Then all
you have a problem. I don't
know.
Maybe. Maybe. So the Rambam has this idea also in the Yalach HaZokah. The Rambam writes that how do you know that you have to be Mechaber to Sefer Torah? The Gemara has so many dinim based on Kovet Sefer Torah. How do you know you have to be Mechaber to Sefer Torah? So the Rambam says that it's based on the din V'yasiso Lucha Aroin Eitz, that Moshe Rabbeinu was told he has to make an Oron for the Luchas. What does he have to have an Oron for the Luchas? Amachem Mechubah Miyuka to put the Luchas in. And the Rambam writes V'heim Heim HaTorim, the dinim that are written in the Luchas, that's the same thing for the Sefer Torah, the Zelbazah. What do you mean the Zelbazah? There is HaDibros, Ten Commandments, something special. Aluchas Maishe Lukim Heim, Vamichta Michta Velikim Hu, Choros Aluchas, what's the Tzushta between Aluchas and the Torah? The Torah is what we write. So the answer is the Ramah holds no special, nothing special. The Luchas is one chelik of the Torah. The Sefer Torah has more Kedusha than the Luchas. It has the Aseret HaDibros and it has plus. It has a lot more. So Ma'ad, if the Ramah seems to imply a Kalachar, Ma'ad, if the Aseret HaDibros, Moshe Rabbeinu had to have a Mokum Yukod. And they had to be mechaber these two stones. They had the Aseret HaDibros written on them. So we have a Sefer Torah which has the Aseret HaDibros plus so many more parashiyos. Allah has come and come that you have a din of kovod HaTorah. Says, hey, name Adwama Ksuvim Baruch. It's a Zelbazah. It's the same thing. This is the Rambam Lishitos in the Tshuva that the Rambam holds that the Aseret HaDibros is nothing special.
This is
Rambam. The Tshuva is in the Perador, the old collection of Tshuvas Rambam. Now they have new Rambam, new Tshuvas Rambam. This was, they always had this. 300 years ago they had this Tshuva Zarama. There's a collection of Tshuva Zarama that's called Pe'er Hador. Not to be confused with the biography of the Chazon Lakish. It's also called Pe'er Hador.
And also, where's
in Yalach HaZokah, at the end of Hilchos Sefer Torah, when he quotes the Din that you have to be Mechaber to Sefer Torah, so he writes, the reason Mokka for it is Heim Heim Hador, Maksum Meluchas, the same thing. It's not proper to stand for one part of the Torah and not to stand for the rest, as if you're implying that has more hashivas than the rest.
Right.
So the Rambam seems to disagree. Right. The Rambam seems to disagree with that Rav Sadi.
So, if you stand, it might not be listed as
yeah, I mean the minute to stand seems to be following the Rav Sadi going. Right. The Rambam and Yalach HaZok is the very last halacha in Hilchos Sefer Torah. The Perek Yud halacha Yud. So according to the Rambam, what is the Aseret HaDibros all about? what is it all about? If it's not the Yisrael of Kol HaKarim Kula, that all the Dinim are included here, as 613 letters plus another 7, or if all the 613 are subsumed under these 10 headings. So the Ramban on Chumash writes that it's simply the following. The Gemara says that Maamar HaSinai was an occasion at which B'nai Yisrael had a Maaseh Ger was done to them. We all became Ger men. We all Ger. Everybody had to become a Jew from Agdei Ger. And the Gemara has a din of Yivam, so when you have a Ger, Habol his Geir, Modim also Mitzas Mitzvos Kalos, or Mitzas Mitzvos Chamuros, you have to notify him a little bit about what the Torah contains. You can't teach him Kol HaTorah Kula, what? Go tell him all the Mashos and all the Mashifs and all the meetings and all the Avon Nezis. Go all through the mind. I tell Ger every single little bit. I tell him everything. You tell him basically a little bit here, a little bit there. So the Gemara says, Mitzas Mitzvos Kalos and Mitzas Mitzvos Chamuros. The Gemara tells, says you have to tell him about Chumen, you have to tell him about Stokin, like a Shikhu Peyo, Shabbos, Kashas, Taras, Hamashpacha, basic things, some easy things, some hard things, Kalos and Chamuros. So the Ramban writes a Chumash. That's what the Aseres HaDibros is. It's a sampling, just samples of various dinim. Hard dinim, easy dinim, Shabbos, Amunah, Avodah Zarah, Kibbutz Aviyim, Zeila, just a little bit here, a little bit there, but it's not that there's some great yisayit over here, that these are the Aseres HaDibros, the main thing. No, Bnei Yisrael had a din like a Gerabol his Gair. And again, look what this guy would be most of Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs, Kalas, Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs, Chamorah. So this was the Haiduas, all our Mitzvahs. They were telling Israel a little bit, a sampling of Mitzvahs. So that's what that Aseres HaDibros is.
The Aseres HaDibros, regardless of the Aseres HaDibros, isn't just the Aseres HaDibros, the words that happen to be the 10 things. The thing was, Maamar HaSinai, Moshe put down the Aseres HaDibros.
But why were these 10 singled out? That's the question. Why were these 10 singled out?
The thing that with the Rama, I think we'll save the Torah. It's still a question. Rama says, there was nothing special, so Torah should get some just much cover. The Lukos were from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the big thing in the Lukos.
Well, there's still not more Kedusha. It seems to all that it's still not more Kedusha.
We had to make the second Lukos also.
We had a what?
You had to make an Earl for the second Lukos also.
Yeah.
And that didn't have to take Kedusha first. You see, that wasn't a
determinant.
Why couldn't the mitzvahs of Morrow be enough for the last mitzvahs?
They didn't have the Geirus then. Geirus took place late.
What does that have to do with extra 7? That doesn't explain extra 7, does it? 613 plus 7.
No, there are different versions of the Midrashim what the extra 7 represent. There's one Midrash that says there are 613 letters, Lois Pachas Velo Yois. That's a Shver Medrash, you count them up, it's not true. It's not like Pachas Velo Yois. There's another Medrash that says there's 613 letters plus 8 extra. 8 Kenega, the 8 days that you wait till you have a Bris Milo. Shema Nesmei Milo. That's also Shver, it's not 8 extra, there are only 7 extra. And then most of the sources in the Midrashim who speak about, who counted up the letters, say the 613 plus 7, and then they start with different versions of what the 7 represent. Different minhagim, the Shulchan Aruch Meikir Adin, we pass from that Yisid. That's considered an Amidus Chassidus.
Could we answer the Rambam a different way? Why he can learn Aron from the Aron Kodesh from the Luchos? Because originally when Hashem told Moshe to make the Luchos, that the Aron Kodesh, it was supposed to be for the first Luchos, and like the Beis HaLevi yesterday, it was supposed to be for the entire Torah on the Luchos. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't just for the 10 Luchos.
How do you know it's for the Torah? Maybe it's for the Luchos part.
No, but originally it was all on the Luchos.
Yeah. Could be. Could be.
Maybe we could justify the minhag of standing during the Aseres HaDibros that Ajon shared, because maybe he's been trying to be dominant to Bnei Yisrael and not just only during the Aseres HaDibros and Ajon shared.
Could be. Could be. I'll just close on the Gemara on Kufayim and Aleph. The Gemara speaks about the Machlokes HaTanaim. The din is that Akreis B'Sham has to write Shtei Oisim. What if he doesn't write Shtei Oisim? He writes, let's say, an Ois and a mark on top. Like, he wants to write Gemara Megillah, so he writes Gimel and he writes like that. But he would have written Gimel, Mem, Gemara. So Gimel, Mem, you don't even need this on top. But if he writes a Gimel and he writes a Dash, and a Dash means to indicate that this Gimel represents Gemara, he writes Man and he means Masechas or something like that. He writes D, instead of writing DR, he writes D and it means Doctor. He writes Esquire or whatever, Doctor's Lawyers, Indian Chief. He writes an I, period, Indian Chief. So the Mishnah has a Machlokes HaTanaim. Is that called Kaiser Shteyosiris? Or is it Kaiser Vesach? That's called Kaiser Neitarika. He writes a Rashi Tavis. Kaiser Vesach is Neitarika, Rabbi Shuvah Messiah Matai, Vachachachon Kaiser. So the Gemara says, how do you find, where do you find that Allah recognizes Neitarika at all? That there should be a Machlokes HaTanaim, but that's called Shteyosiris. So the Gemara quotes on Kufayim and Aleph, Minai Rabbi Yechanan says, Minai Lenoshel Neitarika Min Atarik. How do you find that it's a legitimate, there's a legitimate drasha of Rashi Tevis? And the Gemara quotes, Av HaMongoyim is a Rashi Tevis, and again, they darshan the hay as if it were written a ches. Av HaMong, they darshan Av Bachur Chaviv the hay, that is being a hay, they read as if it were a ches. Chaviv, Melech, Vosik, and Nema. But then the next one, Darshan, is Rabbi Yechon Bidei Yama, Anochi Hashem Lekecha. Anochi is a Rashi Tevis. Ano Nafshik Sivas Yehovah. What does it mean, Ano Nafshik Sivas Yehovah? Because the word Anochi means, I, the Rebbeinu Shloim, I'm writing to you a full description of myself. And I'm giving you over myself. You now have control over me. Anochi means, Ano Nafshik Sivas Yehovah. I have written and given you myself. It's interesting, it sounds as if the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving the Torah, is giving a full description of Elokus. That's what he seems to say. That the Torah is a description of Elokus. And then he says, Yehovah, I'm giving you, when Yehovah is giving over Elokus to Bnei Yisrael. Surprising thing. That's what he says, the word Anochi is a Rashi Tev. Then others give Rabban and Ami a different Rashi Tev of Anochi. Ami and Yimok, Sivi, there's a different Rashi Tev. Karma, okay. Different Rashi Tev.
Why do you need to know the Nochikon comes to the Torah? The Nochikon, they will use it, and therefore it goes there, and it's a symbol for them. Therefore it's writing for them, therefore it's going to be a yes, not sure, and there are no
symbols. The Pashup Shat in the Gemara seems to be like this. Pashup Shat, we learned this Machlokes Rashi in the Rambam, about Pashat and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says Roshim is Chayiv, Pashup Shat the Rabbanu holds, Roshim is Pot. Pashta says the Rabbanu holds, I don't know what you do with that Rambam, the Rambam has a whole different sheep. Let's learn Pashup Shat like Rashi, that Roshim is Pot. So the Rabbanu holds, the only one that's Chayiv is HaKaisuv Shtei Yosef. What kind of dinim of Kaisuv Shtei Yosef? What's the halacha? So the Pashta says, we discussed HaKaisuv Shtei Yosef was halacha Kiduma, that was halacha Moshe Mitzina, whatever, that's on Rakevus HaMishna say. And all the different Tanaim, like Kud Gimel on the base, had a different sheetahs. What did that halacha Moshe Mitzina mean? So one said it has to be two different layers, Allah base, Gimel Dalad, the other one says no, even Gimel Gimel, Dalad Dalad, the other one says no, even Allah Balad, even Allah Fine, so on, different versions of what it meant. But the Pashta seems to indicate that the halacha is HaKaisuv Shtei Yosef V'heim Shem Echot. Means the din is HaKaisuv Shtei Yosef means that you write a word. Why then is it Shtei Yosef? Going back on Dafan Gimel, the Mishnah listed off all the other melachas. On several of the melachas it gave a shir, and on most of them it didn't give a shir. It says HaKotzer, HaMamer, HaDosh, HaZer, HaBer, HaTecha, HaMerakim, it doesn't give a shir. The Rashi Urim for all these, right, so you have several prokim, four prokim give the shiurim. And all of the others also have shiur. HaKoytzer has a shiur. HaKub Gimlam and Aleph. You learned already Kub Gimlam and Aleph. The Gemara says HaKoytzer, how much does he have for the Koytzer to be Chayiv? Him li Abbas Zakarik is Kosher. Him li Achilas Ki Greg. Him li Behemoth and Loit Bikvi. Him li Hesik Ki Gdela Rashi Beit Zakala. Four different shiur. Five different shiur. The Toilish, the Koytzer alone. And every Melocha has loads of shiur. So the Mishnah doesn't go into the details of the shiur. Ha'ifa has a shiur. HaGoyzes has a shiur. Kim Eloi Asif Lava. And everything has a shiur. And some of them the Mishnah gives the shiur. Horitz shnei batinim, horik shnei chutim, abatei shnei chutim, kaisiv shtei yosis, atayv shtei tefiris. So Tosis, yes, tzorach lefarish, how come there are several melachos that give a shiur in the Mishnah here? And most of them the Mishnah in the listing doesn't give the shiur, the prokim later will give you the shiur. The Mishnah with the braises, with the gemaras, with the septas, will give you the shiur. So Tosis, if the kasha, they have no answer. Tzorach lefarish, lama pi mishkan, biyorg, lefatei, betayv, because the shiur is fame and bishar. How many have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five malachas out of the 39 have the shiur mentioned. The others don't. We don't know why. So the mugging of us, that's safer by, it's a little safer than Rosh Shabbos by, who wrote malachas? Nobody wrote it's from Nickelberg. Not the revelation. This shear is part of the definition of the malach. HaKaisiv Shtei Yosiyas is the definition of the malach. If you write less than Shtei Yosiyas, it's not a malach at all. what kind of a din is that? Why should it be part of the definition of the Malacha? And if you write Hakaisa Baisachas, perhaps he wouldn't say that's what he wants to say, the Maganos. He wouldn't apply the cloud of Chati Shiras Manatera by Kaisa Shleyosi. Sometime against him, I remember, there was one of Shiva in the Akib Yosef. He said that he's wrong. Matka Benad is wrong because the Gemara Kufayim and Aleph has, he learned already. The last Mishnah in our Perikah, Kufayim and Aleph, quotes the Machlekes Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim,